Value for free. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
All right, I'm mostly ready. Are you?
I'm ready.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you, next.
Yes.
544, Thursday, February 21st. It's the Morning Reboot. We are very happy you've decided to start your morning here with us. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. Later on this morning, a little bit before 9 o'clock, actually around 8:30, Floyd will say, don't forget the keyword.
Don't forget the keyword.
I mean, around 8:50 or so, 8:50-ish, we'll give you a national keyword to hopefully win $1,000 payoff. Come on, let somebody get a win here. Big money. Big money. Big money.
Pressure luck.
What's that?
They used to say, big money, no whammies, no whammies, big money.
I was thinking the Wheel of Fortune. When they go, big money.
They oh, they do say that on there too, yeah.
I retired from watching game shows when I was really young.
You saw my references from like the early 90s.
You know.
So I'm like, oh.
8:50-ish this morning. Let's see, what else do we have lined up? Our friend, Ashley will be here, but actually, in less than a half an hour, if you missed our chat with Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo yesterday, previewing Restaurant Week, we will replay that in just a bit so you can see what Leadership Toledo does for us here in the community and what you can look forward to during Restaurant Week. In fact, again, it's from yesterday. You'll hear some references that will say tomorrow. That means today. So keep an eye out for the blade today, and there is a special insert this week, which is basically your guide for your food scavenger hunt for Restaurant Week, which begins on the 25th. Throwback Thursday, Ashley will be here for that. Bruno and Cardi have the new song, Please Me, so we'll do duets after 7 o'clock, and we'll pick up our discussion again that we started yesterday so we can get some more participation from you after 8 o'clock. What are you better at in your relationship now than when you started? All right, that's today at 8 o'clock. If you miss any part of the show, we want you to catch all 2 hours of the content we give you between 5:45 and 10 a.m. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link, and you can listen to the show on demand as you'd like. 5:46, good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hello, I'm here.
How was your Wednesday?
It was fine. I didn't sleep well last night, but I'm good.
Any idea why you didn't sleep too well?
No, I think my thing is I started doing like chores late. So I did laundry and started cleaning my apartment. And the next thing I knew was like 11:30. I was like, ooh, let me waddle my way to my bed. And then I just lay there and finally fell asleep around like midnight. Nothing major. I just was just like, I need to do laundry.
And sometimes you just don't sleep well.
Yeah.
I'm 5 episodes in on Umbrella Academy.
You back? Are you hooked back? Or nah? The soundtrack's good, though.
It is. The music is the best part of it. Because they don't use... Like, it's an array of 80s and 90s songs. Mm-hmm. And they're not the quintessential, obvious go-tos for most shows.
Like Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite part. Because that was one of those parts I was like... They are a family. Like that's their common bond. Like, when the song started, like, you can see each kid was... Each person was like... They went back to their childhood. They're like, oh, yeah, this used to be our jam. We used to dance together.
But
I like that part.
Tiffany isn't, like, go-to soundtrack music.
It's no.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun or something like that.
So you hear, like, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I don't know who that band is, but, like, you hear that...
Tears for Fears?
Yes, yes. You hear that song, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is... Clearly an 80s movie.
I think what I like best about it, besides number 5 and why the world is ending, I'm sure it'll be some wild paradox, but I like the timelessness of it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, and I know we're getting a little nerdy here, but we'll make up for it in an hour with Masked Singer stuff, okay?
Ooh, that was on yesterday, wasn't it?
Two reveals.
Shut up.
Two reveals.
And I was literally at home like, there's nothing on TV tonight. Totally escaped my mind.
Two reveals. One has been bandied around for a while. The other one, I don't think anybody mentioned at all. So give me an hour. We'll get to it.
All right, don't tell me who. Okay, tell me who. Yeah. I missed it.
One of the reasons I didn't like the Gotham show when it first came out was that it was timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know when it took place. And then it kind of became endearing, and I kind of like that about this show. But still, the music is the best part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have some things coming up I'm going to throw out there, and I always back burner these things, and I really shouldn't. Today at 3 o'clock, so I help out. I volunteer as part of the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Mm-hmm. We do monthly meetings like the third Thursday of every month, and it's more networking than it is more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with some of these groups? Like I last month I invited my friend Dorothy from Good Grief to come out and talk about what she does. This time I invited Alex from the Wellness Center to come talk about what they do there. So today 3 to 4:30 or so, Kent Branch of the Lucas County Library.
Nice.
And then next Wednesday night, and we have a guest in to talk about this on Monday, UMADOP, which I'm getting a little bit more familiar with. They're doing a town hall at 5 o'clock at St. Mark's Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I just want to be specific. I have the flyer here, and I've posted it a couple of places. It's to focus on the opioid crisis. And it's over in East Toledo. 611 Woodville Road, community dinner at 5, town hall 6 to 7:30, and I'm hosting it in some capacity.
Oh, so nice.
Montrese from UMADOP will be here Monday to talk more about it. So East nice. Toledo, Wednesday night. So those are a couple of things on my calendar.
Well, yay.
You know what you're doing this weekend?
No. Well, I have a show Friday, but nothing Saturday. I'm going to Sandusky Saturday.
So Stefan stuff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. By the way, it's 5:51. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105.
No, I'm just laughing because like you have a stacked like for once I have a laid back weekend. So we're like, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. It's okay to not do anything.
Yeah, that's fine. No, trust me. As someone whose week picks up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm okay with it.
I commend your ability to go like that. And still function.
Yeah. I guess it's so normal to me that when people say it, I'm just like, what are you talking about? Doesn't everyone do that? My mom's always like, no one does that.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
And I commend and I envy them. Are you at the point in your relationship with Stefan where you don't have to make specific plans, where you just have the expectation that you're going to hang out together on the weekend?
I think we're getting there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like he invited me to do something, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure. I can do that. Like, it was just like, oh, it's open. Yeah, duh.
So not quite yet.
Not quite yet. Okay. But it was kind of like, yeah.
I reached that point in my relationship last year where, and I wish I had more reference points than just that one, but it was a good one. And I learned a lot from it. But, yeah, where it was just like, what are we doing? Like, I didn't have to think about other plans that I might have made
right.
or was looking to go out with something. Like, it was just kind of like a modest expectation. Not one where there would be a lot of disappointment, but just a modest expectation. Remember how people called a couple weeks ago, like, how do you know when you're dating?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, we just kept hanging out together.
Just kept hanging out, yeah.
Yeah, it's I guess, part and parcel with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we're not there yet, but I think...
I'd say you're 2 weeks away.
Don't put it's a timestamp on it, but okay. I mean, okay, I'm okay with it.
Did you happen to follow any of the? And I was reticent to bring this up, but here it is.
Yes.
Did you follow any of the comments on that Facebook post I tagged you in the other day, saying that we were going to talk about sex?
Some of them, but then some of them got on my nerves. So, like, I will say 50-50.
I try not. I do my best to let things go and let things slide down my back. But there are certain things that do irritate me, and it's especially now in the I keep coming across the phrase call out culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a sensational article on Jussie Smollett yesterday, and I couldn't tell from the person's name what ethnicity the writer was.
Okay,
and I was excited the more I read the article to find out what their ethnicity was, so I could tell about their perspective a little bit.
Right.
And I was surprised after reading the article that it was a black person that had written it. And that's not the takeaway that I wanted to share, but his one thought was Smollett wanted more than to be a fairly well-known actor and singer.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be famous for being a victim.
Yeah.
It was a great thought.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick that apart as much as you want. And that kind of ties back to this wonky person that I've since unfriended, and I don't ever do that. I don't block anybody.
Right.
I don't delete my tweets.
Mm.
I'm pretty liberal with all that stuff, and I give people a wide latitude. So I tagged you, Floyd Harris Anderson, on Sex Tomorrow at 8, because the article that I linked from Slate.com, my boyfriend is huge. How can I make this work physically? And it was graphic and detailed, and it's a sex advice column.
Right, and I commented with an emoji of the palm to face. I was like, oh Lord, what are we getting ourselves into?
So this dude said, that's my girlfriend's story. And I said, okay.
Oh yeah,
and
him.
I said, okay, Cochran. His last name is Cochran. Oh, I see. We're taking a few steps back to elementary and junior high. Bullying wasn't cool then and not cool now. Bullying? Which was basically my reply. And then it was all this nonsense, and I, not all this, but another comment to which I replied, I like to hear your girlfriend's, I can only imagine one is joking in that case.
Right.
Other than you being so literal as I often am, but... And I said, I'd like to hear your girlfriend's tale of your penis prowess so I can truly justify you didn't come here to just make a joke about a big penis. Now go away. So
he was the one that I started reading. I was like, is this real life? Like, is this happening? Like,
you'll know when I'm picking on you.
Yeah, like I was like, yeah, it was a bizarre. Well, we're getting those people, because like even in our live video yesterday, that guy made his comment.
The one that said he doesn't like the show?
Yeah,
that I commend that. Like, that,
you're being honest. That's cool.
He said, what did he, and I asked him, if you're going to say something dumb, I'm going to ask you to back it up. And when I say dumb,
right,
like something that's a little out of the ordinary,
uh-huh,
and I shouldn't use the word dumb. And I replied, he was like, I just like Denny more than you.
Yeah.
He's right over there. Go,
that's
listen.
Fair. And that's fair. Like, I like when people are upfront like that, then the... I think you could, when you say beat around the bush with this guy, he was just picking, and you were not picking up what he was putting down. You did not take the bait, and I was just like, me reading, I was like, huh? Like I said yesterday, that was a reach, sir.
Oh, yeah.
A far reach, like a reach that you stood on a stool to reach the top shelf, and you were still 5 feet away from it. Like, you were reaching so hard.
How else should I take someone? How else should I take a comment when you come to talk about your greatness in an article? I mean, the context is already kind of there, and
right,
you can't predict what people are thinking because, you know, the whole assume assumption.
He doesn't repeat his last name. I mean, the name is there. It's yours.
And I think there's a difference between, and I've gotten really into intent over the last, mm-hmm, several months when it comes to what people mean. We've had a lot of blackface instances,
yeah,
obviously, and I want to put intent behind that, and we need to be microscopic with people when it comes to what is their intent. Do they want to hurt someone? Is it accidental?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, in my case, playfully teasing, which,
right,
is mostly what I do on Facebook? There's another level to this, though. That one of that person's friends or internet cohorts,
mm-hmm,
took a screenshot of it, sent it to a friend of mine, and said, and basically the context was, I know Eric Chase does a lot of mental health advocacy and anti-bullying stuff, and I don't really go down the bullying route, just more general stuff, and I think, I might be assuming here, I think that person was trying to weaponize my words.
Oh, Lord.
Thinking that someone who stands for mental health advocacy shouldn't be doing something like this on the internet. And I scoffed and smirked and sighed so damn hard.
You made it.
You
made it.
And
you can go.
That's the stuff that really irks me. And again, I try to let things roll off my back, and they usually do, because...
Well, it's like in that respect when he was like bullying, like childish, high school, like who's screenshotting and sending it to someone? It was, honestly, like it was a reach. It wasn't, I didn't even take it offensive. And you know me, I don't like talking about SEX at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm just like, I just took it as like, oh Lord, here we go. He's going to pick with me. And
who, me?
Well, like when you tagged me in it, I was just like, oh Lord,
where is this? I would never pick on you.
No, but like I don't mean it. Like I don't. Maybe that's the wrong verbiage. But like when I saw the headline, I was like, oh Lord, what are we getting ourselves into? And I wasn't ready. And like he went on this tangent, and I was like, He was the only one on this thread who took it that way, because he made his little lewd comment, and then you were just like, I'm gonna say your last name, and then he was like, you're bullying me, and then like. And it was a good, like, with 30 comments, it was good. Like, everyone was just like, oh, and they were all just making their own personal admirations and fun stuff. And he was just the one who was like, you're bullying me. And I'm like, I don't see where this is coming from, but I just, every time I saw his name in bold, I just kept scrolling. I was like, this isn't conducive to my life. We're good.
As I told my friends, like, you'll know if I'm bullying. Like, you'll know if I'm coming for you. You will absolutely know. And you really
have to. And we're adults. Like, who's right. bullying someone? Like, no offense, you're almost damn near 40. Like
me or him?
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, hate to call you out of your age.
It's fine. Like, you'll really have to provoke me to get me to come after you. And I finished this book yesterday, and I've mentioned it before: The Coddling of the American Mind. How good intentions and bad ideas are setting up a generation for failure. And I unknowingly finished it yesterday because there was less left in it than I expected. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back and reread it now, and I don't want to think that. I'm just getting older, but this helps me clarify some of the perspectives and thoughts that I have. And a lot of it is, this book is about parenting, how we were fortunate enough to grow up at a time like apparently to crystallize this, to summarize it. Apparently there's places where like parents can't let their kids play like that aren't in their sight.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's like the 4-block rule. Like,
yeah.
You can let your kids go 4 blocks away. And some places don't let parents do that anymore. We were very mm-hmm. fortunate enough to grow up in that
right.
time.
I be home for some streetlights, come on.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like one comes in, I'm like, you're like racing them as they like light up down the street. You're like, oh no. But yeah, because like there's stuff my nephew goes through, and he's 13, 12, whatever, younger. And I just be like, you don't have as much freedom as I do at mm-hmm. all. Like, and my sister, she's a great mom. Like, it's like she hounds him on certain things. I'm just like, our mom was never like that. Where are you learning this from? Right. She's like, Floyd, times are different. And I'm like, okay, that's why I can never have a child. And I'm like, Dad, can I go out? Sure.
And it's
sure, absolutely. Times are the same, whatever.
The funny thing about times being different, it's the parents who are the different ones,
mm-hmm.
unless you want to, because their sentiment is wrong. Times are safer than they've ever been. You just have more people telling you how awful it is out there, and it's
yeah.
really not. And I commend parents like Demetrius when we talk about his sons. You know, you got to let your kids go out there and screw up. They've got to be the
yeah,
one
for sure.
to test their boundaries. And this book repeatedly says, everybody's got to test their boundaries outside of like physical harm. But other than that, you know, we've got to build up and what's the word? Prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child, or something like that.
Yes. And someone on the Q text line would like to know what book you read again.
Coddling of the American Mind. You'll be able to find it pretty easily.
And it's there you go.
Yeah, and it's a pretty fast read as well. 602 Restaurant Week is happening next week. There's a kickoff party tonight at the Secor Building. Anna Tony will talk more about what's coming up with it.
Q105 Studio. In the middle, baby. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Sorry, I still am not tired of that song either, but
it's not good.
Running behind a little bit. Yesterday we talked about higher gas prices with the gas tax that the governor is proposing. Now what about proposed higher water prices? I don't want to get into the granular minutiae of this stuff. I'll just throw out the big numbers by you. And a quote from the mayor: we're moving forward feeling that we've achieved that what we have achieved and accomplished what the cities have been is what they've the cities have been asking for 40 years. We feel very comfortable that this treats everyone fairly. He's talking about the surrounding communities. Under the proposed rates, hold your ears. Toledoans will nearly double what we pay in water, about 25 a month by 2025, when they'll pay $50 a month. Those rates will grow to 58 in 2030, 63 in 2035, and $61 in 2040. So they're big jumps, but it's over a period of five-year increments. The rate also includes a monthly fixed rate beginning in 2020 and factors in the cost of replacing the city's lead pipes and providing an affordability program, all things suburban customers won't have to pay for. So city residents will have to pay for certain things that, like Sylvania and other surrounding places, won't have to. I'm thinking we reach out to Nick Comives, who has been, he's like on the water subcommittee of city council.
LCK.
He probably has some more answers about this, because these are big jumps. But you know what I like to say? You live here, you pay for it.
Do you think this will scare people into looking out?
Yep.
I was thinking the same thing, because even I was just like, yep, well, I'm about to be gone by 2025.
And look, you don't like it, leave. And how many times?
And they will.
How many times have I said over, I think I said it yesterday when we were talking with Anna off the air, cost of living here is great.
It's
but
amazing.
But gas and water both going up. Get fuel for cars and whatnot, going up like a quarter or so, which will get us on par with like our neighboring states with Mike DeWine's gas tax proposal. I mean, that's cost of living.
For your homeland, when I went to visit Philadelphia last year.
Very expensive.
I was like, oh!
Very expensive.
It's like, what is this? $3.25 a gallon.
An ad came up for a nice downtown apartment in Philadelphia. You're familiar with Rittenhouse Square?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Philadelphia is like my favorite place on earth.
Trendy 700 square foot apartment, $2,800 a month.
Who do I gotta marry?
My rent was $950 for 1,400 square feet,
right,
at St. Clair Village. Also, we've got names for these two pending metro parks: the Glass City Metro Park and Manhattan Marsh Preserve Metro Park. They are multi-million-dollar investments, and they serve as a final couple of links to the park district's longstanding goal of providing at least one metro park within 5 miles of every Lucas County resident. The larger and more ambitious is the Glass City Metro Park, now under construction along the Maumee in East Toledo, formerly the Marina District.
I like that name. I like it.
They're very simple and basic.
But I like it, though.
I know.
Like, say, I'm going to the marsh today.
Say what you are. Let me jump ahead here. Features will include a sledding hill, refrigerated skating ribbons, splash and play areas, a river walk, and other hiking trails, a fishing platform, a grassy outdoor concert knoll with room for about 6,000 people, a modern earth-bermed pavilion with seating for 150 people and standing room for 450 people, as well as kayak and canoe launch, electricity, and accommodations for food trucks. So it will service anyone and everybody. It'll be linked to International Park via a pedestrian bridge to be built by 2020 or in 2020. The other future metro park is being built around what's left of the historic urban wetlands in North Toledo that still provide critical stopover habitat for 100 species of migratory songbirds and waterfowl. the board agreed Wednesday to name it Manhattan Marsh Preserve, a nod to the swampy remnants of a larger area that was partially filled in years ago to create the Greenbelt Parkway connector road between downtown and 280. Also, the MAC released its full 2019 schedule yesterday, and the Battle of I-75 is as early as I can remember it being, and I might be off there. Toledo and BG will play on Saturday, October 12th at the Deut, at a time to be determined later. I don't ever recall it being so early. That's
right, like, because when is the Ohio State-Michigan game is always November, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like the border battle is always like 2 weeks before that.
Roughly, yeah. So this is like the week five or week six of the season. Mm-hmm. Falcons also have a couple of high-profile non-conference games on the road, Kansas State. Then they're at Notre Dame. In non-conference, Toledo opens the season at Kentucky, which was a number 12 team in the final top 25 last year. They play their home opener September 14th against Murray State. Then they visit Colorado State and BYU. A big game comes to the Glass Bowl on the 28th. The MAC Championship will be played December 7th at Saturday. Saturday at Ford Field. Saturday, December 7th at Ford Field. Hopefully Toledo or maybe even BG can get back there. Also, the city of BG is thinking of banning plastic bags. We're considering anything between no action at all and an outright ban of single-use plastic bags, according to Councilman Mark Hollenbaugh. As public servants, our job is to look into any issue that concerns citizens. And since this came before us, and what we're looking at right now, if the move goes forward, BG would be the first city in Northwest Ohio. I can't read today. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
be the first city in the area to have laws barring single-use plastic bags. I need to do a better job of this. I have to buy some reusable bags because I go shopping 2 to 3 times a week, mm-hmm. and I get several bags each time, and I don't need as many bags anymore to clean up dog poop. I need to get reusable bags.
Yeah. And also, you can take my Toledo card for me. I've never seen anything at the Glass Bowl.
It's okay.
Okay. I was actually just thinking, I was like, I remember, this was going to date myself, Busta Rhymes did a concert there when I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
I remember, like, all my friends were excited. You know, I'm obsessed with that one Busta Rhymes song.
Dangerous?
No, we're not going through this again. I always forget about it.
Okay.
When he's a little kid.
I know, we looked it up.
I know.
I thought it was dangerous.
No. Right. I'll fight it off air.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that one of the things the mayor has done is, like, created some pep rallies and given a higher profile to UT football. And they've been a very good mid-conference football.
Give me some more.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, I'm not a big UT football fan either. And I don't even like college football a whole heck of a lot anyway.
I don't sport, but I know they do a lot of good stuff there. They have marching band competitions, like the high schools do stuff there. So maybe that'll be on my bucket list before 2025.
The Saturday tailgates are growing bigger and bigger. Just not my thing. 6:42 on Q105. Let's update you on the Jussie Smollett situation. He's been charged, and a dreamy guy of mine is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple of weeks with Khalid as the musical guest.
Oh, that'd be a good show.
Heart Shape.
Was it that one?
No.
Oh, just shot me down quick.
No, but he is number one on my black guy hot list. British, too.
I know who it is, though.
No, I gave it away. It's before 7 o'clock. We get to all that.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to...
6:55 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase. Floyd stepped out to go get Ashley. Let me tell you, our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We've got your $1,000 payoff with the national keyword shortly before 9 o'clock this morning. Good luck in that. We're going to, we have time. Come on. Sorry. You're all made up today for us.
For you. Just for you.
The tables have turned on Jussie Smollett right after he was a suspect. He was then charged with disorderly conduct, a class 4 felony in Chicago that carries a potential sentence of 1 to 3 years in prison and substantial fines. The charge again comes just after hours after he was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the CPD. A police spokesman said detectives will make contact with his legal team to negotiate a reasonable surrender for his arrest. His lawyers say, like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence, particularly when there's been an investigation like this, one where information, both true and false, has been repeatedly leaked. Given the circumstances, we intend to conduct a thorough investigation and to mount an aggressive defense. I don't think we think he's going to get any jail time, but he has a lot of egg on. He will likely have a lot of egg on his face.
This will be the last time we hear of him for a long while. I think prior to my nephew graduates high school, like, hey, I'm Jussie Smollett. Like, oh yeah, I remember you. You're the idiot. And you know what the best part is, like, and I'm not going to go back the way I felt a week ago or now. When I was like talking out against it, I got so much mean messages about me being a traitor and how dare I not believe his story. And I'm just like, the story sounds weird. Like, you hear the same words that I hear, correct? Like, and now there's a surveillance video of the people buying the stuff that he wanted.
At the hardware store?
You know what I think what got him? I think whatever provider he had, CPD was kind of just like, we need his records. And I bet there was a text conversation that got him in. And I will put that on my left pinky that's what got him.
To the people that said something to you, it's...
Oh, they were mean. I was like, really?
It's their confirmation bias.
And I was like, we're on the same team, but, like, I have to take myself out that situation and be a legit... I can't be that person who's like, he's a queer person of color. I have to believe him. Because I did. You were... Right. I wanted the best, but then I was like, wait a minute, there's... Floyd, stop and listen.
Believe the evidence and right. the truth.
Stop, listen.
The person.
And I think he spoke way too soon to Robin Roberts. Remember, I called him out on that. I said, why are you doing an apology tour? Because that's what the interview essentially was a pre-apology tour. Now he has to do a real one, and guess what? No one wants to hear it because you blatantly lied. And that was, I also looked this up. That was the highest, one of the highest rated morning interviews if GMA has had in like 5 years.
I believe it. I believe it. Like I said when I read that article, he wanted to be a victim and a cause more than he wanted to be a good actor and singer. There's more to come with that. I'm sure we'll follow along. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
You look beautiful.
Thanks.
She does. She's what's like radiating.
Yeah, what's this? What's going on with all this? What is this?
The only thing that's different is I put eyeshadow underneath my eye.
You put a good smoky eye on today.
I did.
And your lips, too. Yeah, there is a glow.
I have nothing on my
No,
lips,
there's a glow definitely. About you that you don't normally have. Did you have sex last night?
I did not.
Did you not have
I
sex?
I went to bed early.
And that's why. That's what it is.
You know what?
Which
I am
is sometimes
using
better than
a
sex.
New Korean beauty face regimen.
Oh.
So maybe that's it.
Okay.
I heard 2 days and new person.
Boom.
Masked Singer reveal in just a second. A couple of quick notes. We'll do bigger details and throw some thoughts out at them in the next entertainment segment. But Idris Elba is my crush, who will be hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple of weeks with Khalid as the musical performer. Idris Elba is there to promote his new show coming out on Netflix called Turn Up Charlie. A struggling DJ turned nanny, which sounds like a terrible idea for a show. And also on Netflix. Struggling DJ turned nanny.
That sounds like an old school Jamie Kennedy show.
It sounds awful, but it's still him. And Chris Hemsworth is finalizing talks to portray Hulk Hogan, and I look forward to his tanned transformation to play the Hulkster in a Netflix biopic.
And is that what it's going to be? Netflix?
Yeah.
You know, the universe is just giving me all these things. Like, if I could just hear Hemsworth brother just go, brother. Exactly. I'm done.
Where are all my Hulkamaniacs?
Hey, ho, yeah.
Please give us the real American intro song.
Are you a real American? Fight for us, right? Fight for
us. I like it.
Oh!
All right, better singing.
Look at her blouse.
See?
She's giving it to us today.
It's brand new.
Uh-oh. You got power clothes on. Is there a meeting? Are you firing somebody?
No, I don't get to fire anyone.
Nice working with you, Becca.
No.
The B, who is Gladys Knight, you think?
Yes.
Last night.
She got kicked off. No.
Now, okay. one of two reveals.
I don't know who got kicked off.
All right. Well, there were two reveals last night, a male and a female. This is the male. Many people had suspected this from the beginning of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who is it? Who is that?
Joey Fatone.
The
rabbit?
He was the rabbit because I went back and forth between him and J.C. Chazelle.
There's a monster. There is a bee.
This is some crazy ass.
I'm so impressed with what you've done with your character.
And now the
he has a good voice. Why did he ever sing leads and stuff?
Good, well, because there was Justin and JC. All right, now this one's a little longer and drawn out. Does what Nicole? You just listen.
You've been amazing, but before the Lion Unmasked panel,
it was a lion.
Tell us your final guesses. We'll start with you, Jenny.
You'll never.
I'm still in shock. I'm sorry you didn't make it all the way to the end, but I do think. You are a true star.
Can I write down who I think
I
it is?
I feel like you started your career in a girl group. So I think, based off Destiny's Child, I think you're Kelly Rowland.
Nah, no. I doubt.
All right, Kelly Rowland. That's a good guess.
No.
Maybe, like, a white Kelly Rowland?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to show you.
Makes you think she's white.
I think she's white because the tone of her voice. I feel like it. You never know. Okay. But because of the Haley Times, and we've heard she has true grit.
Yep.
I'm going with Haley Steinfeld. Slap it on you like that.
These A-list on here.
Yeah.
On
here. Oh my
God. Actress, singer, superstar, Rumor Willis.
Ah! Oh, boom.
He was right.
Ah, because it's getting so easy because they're. I'm so excited. First off, quit describing these people as superstars. She was literally a child
of a star.
Of two stars. And on Dancing with the Stars. Calm down, Nick Cannon, with these fake accusations. That's who we should really be mad at. Forget you, Jussie Smollett. Let's be mad at Nick Cannon for calling these people superstars and legends. I got that right because, you know what? Because
That's funny.
Because she said that she wanted to be the leader of her pack, and she comes from a family history background, and she secretly made a G.I. Jane reference in one of her, like, clue packages.
Demi
and I was like,
Moore was G.I. Jane, and wasn't she
married to Bruce? That's her mom. That's her mom. So I was just like, wait a minute. And she said she was an actress, and she's the only one who's famous. So, like, after you start eliminating people... Ooh, I'm really good. So I've only gotten one wrong so far. And that was Joey Fatone.
The last,
I'm so mad about that.
The last thing I remember about Rumor Willis is her nipple thing on Twitter. That's it. She wanted to free the nipple, I think.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
These are not
of
stars.
Of course you would.
Oh, I'm getting really good
because it was
this.
Twitter, not nipples.
So who's left?
The
I should
bee.
Know because the bee and the peacock.
I think there's one more left as well. It was on the sheet.
Okay, so.
But no, these are not stars. And I'm glad you thought that Hailee Steinfeld was too big, because I think she is to be on that show.
Yeah, so I'm going to write down who I think, and I'm going to give this to you, and you're going to keep it over there. And these are my final three predictions. Okay, because I'm really good at this.
You
I'm so mad about the Joy Fatone one.
I want to see if there's any backlash on Nicole for saying what amounts to.
She
sounds white.
I mean, she was in a group with all white girls. I mean, she... And the one mixed one, but like, so she would know.
I said something to that effect to Demetrius, I think, off the air a couple of years ago, and mm-hmm. he did not take too kindly to it, nor should he. So I'm curious to see if she gets any backlash for saying, you know, she sounds white, but we'll see.
Who's left? Oh, I need to see who's
7:05 left. With the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here. I'm going to handicap him today. Is that going to offend anybody? I'm going to disable him. So
no,
you have
we discussed it yesterday. It's like a sports handicap.
Like a golf handicap.
Yeah, like people don't go to golf tournaments and they're like, I'm here for the handicap rights crusading people. You need to check. Like, we know what it means. It's not nothing harmful. Yes. We're in a streak of reaching lately.
You're giving me a...
Like, people are reaching for us to be mad at us about stuff.
I like it.
It is a sports handicap.
So that you have a...
I'm still mad about
I'm
it.
I'm teeing off from the closer.
Exactly. Closer I'm still mad about
You're
it.
You're on the women's tees.
I don't even like that phrase. But.
The monster. Oh, the monster's left. Yeah, I know who the monster left. Is. Okay.
Throwback Thursday is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Duets because of Cardi and Bruno working together yet again. That's coming up.
Q105.
All right, 7:17 on Q105. The morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Ashley is here with us to play Throwback Thursday in just a second. But some breaking news at 5:15 this morning. I'm guessing maybe the Chicago time. I don't know.
Probably
but within the last couple...
4:15. Wait, are they two or one?
They're an hour behind. Okay. So Jussie Smollett turned himself in. He is under arrest for the charges. And there will be a press conference later on this morning at 9 a.m. And I don't know. He's probably not going to say anything. But the best thing to do in the... And we both agree. He spoke too fast in the situation. Now he can't speak fast enough. He should say, I got carried away with... the hate things going on in this country, and I wanted to do something about it, and I went about it in the complete wrong way.
Yeah.
I am terribly sorry.
He definitely had a salt wound, ouch, and foot in mouth moment. Like, you're just like, first off, you salt wound is those who've actually been through a hate crime.
That was like my biggest thing. I'm like, it's almost mocking
and
what's
then,
actually happening.
Right, and then foot in mouth is after evidence was coming, you just snowballed into this apology tour and went on the highest rated morning talk show with the probably greatest morning journalist, and you had those crocodile tears, and I was just like, he's telling the truth. Now, I personally, as a person of color who's gay, am mad. I feel stupid. Like, that's legit. And I'm not making it personally about me, but, like, I'm sure there's other people out there there are people on my Facebook who are defending him. And, like, we just feel dumb. And, like, this is so much bigger than you will ever understand, sir. Ever.
It's like he didn't, like, he was like, oh crap.
Yeah.
And then just kept going with it. No one's going to find
look
out.
Look at a child. When a kid tells one lie.
Yeah.
When a kid, it's like when you leave the room and Tucker and Parker are playing and something's broken and you walk into the room and go, who did that? And they're like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And then you go, it didn't just fall on its own.
Yeah.
Right. And that's
you didn't
what
just
it is.
Beat yourself up. Yeah. Well, in this case, you did.
Let's do some Throwback Thursday
All right,
here.
I will back up from the table.
Like go sit over by the trash can. Or count to five Mississippi or five Jussie Smollett in your head. One Jussie Smollett, two Jussie Smollett, three Jussie, and then you can
One for each prison sentence.
It actually almost makes me feel worse that I even have to.
No, it's good. No, it's just I'm gonna go.
Shoot from that.
So because we have a new Cardi and Bruno song and they seem to work well together, I wanted to go with duets, and that could be female female, male female, male male, but. You know, two people on a song. Title and artist here for Throwback Thursday. If by some chance Floyd doesn't get this after Ashley cannot, please call 419-240-1055. I don't think you're going to get...
I like that we preface that. Yeah. But Ashley cannot.
I can't even... Like, when you said duets, I was like... Sorry, I'm like way back across the studio. When you said duets, I literally like went through my brain of like duets that I know. Mm-mm.
Yep.
So you may have it. So we're
good. Doubtful.
I don't think you're going to get some of these accurately. But we'll see. All right, let's begin. Remember to hit the table if you know the
Three.
Title and artist. One just as well. Two just
all the talking.
Floyd.
That is Christina Aguilera, Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
I couldn't think of the girl. I knew it was Maroon 5.
She starts every song like, hey!
It's Fat Albert. All right, next up.
Beautiful girls all over the
Ashley.
World.
Beautiful girls, Bruno Mars, and B.O.B.
Close enough. Nothing on you.
Okay.
Ashley got one. Next up.
He's so nice to me.
Oh! One Jussie Smollett. Two Jussie Smollett. Ashley.
Jennifer Lopez and the guy, the bald guy.
Floyd. You wanna hop in?
I'm sorry. This is this is Jennifer Lopez Pitbull on the floor.
Pitbull.
I could have done a whole theme of Pitbull.
Did you
duets.
Like my Jennifer Lopez pose?
I
thought that was Pitbull.
Dolly.
I love Pitbull.
Next up, and again, if Floyd can't get it, 419-240-1055 duets.
Oh, one come on, girl.
You didn't. Not, Floyd's out.
Hello,
you went too
baby,
early.
I
was five Jussie Smollett.
I was counting. Your Smolletts are a lot faster, slower than mine.
Ashley.
I know it's Lady Gaga, but I don't know who the other person is.
Do you know the title?
You were trying so hard to let me
All right,
win.
Floyd, go ahead.
It's Beyonce and Gaga. Telephone. But I don't take the point. It's cool.
Beyonce.
My Smolletts are a lot faster than his.
Your Smolletts a lot longer.
Next up.
I found myself dreaming.
Yep,
nope.
Oh. Know the boy.
Are you whispering?
Yes. All right, you can go now. 419-240-1055.
This is...
Do we want to work together and get it? Floyd?
Is this Meghan Trainor and John Legend? That's all I have.
I don't like John Legend.
Hi, who's this?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Can I have the title of this song?
Kristen, help a girl out.
Okay. I know who it is. It's Kobe Calais and Jason Mraz.
No.
But I don't... It's not?
It's not. I know the song you're talking about. I like that song, but...
I do like that song. I think this song was in my way.
Yeah, you're close. Well, same theme, but thanks very much. No. Like I'm Gonna Lose You.
By who?
Meghan Trainor and John Legend.
Got it.
All right, next up.
Ask for money.
Oh.
I'm getting advice.
Less dancing, more naming.
I can't.
Get money twice.
Ashley.
Pitbull. And a girl. In a club.
Floyd.
Stop it. Is it her again?
Yeah, it is her again. Pitbull and Christina Aguilera in this moment, right?
Feel this moment.
This makes me want to throw
and
my
And that's a great
air.
Cover of Aha, Take on Me. Like, that's good.
These headphones like creak. Funny. It's just
a
like me.
Fun game.
Just like me, old Rusty.
I like being kryptonited.
I wanna be a billionaire.
Oh,
so
Ashley.
Billionaire, Bruno Mars. Also B.O.B.?
No.
No, the other one.
It's the one who used to be married to Katy Perry.
I don't think they were married. Travis McCoy from Gym Class Hero.
How do you let me give an answer? I was just dancing.
I know. Anything I can do to keep the man down. All right, next up.
I'm just going to sit in my coffee.
You don't know it?
Nope.
419-240-1055.
Mmm.
It's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause
I'm not good at
me for life.
Is.
Floyd?
Is this BB Rexha and B.O.B.?
Half right.
That's BB Rexha's annoying voice.
Wow.
Oh, G-Eazy and Bebe Rexha.
Title? Hi, who's this?
Me, myself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, it's Bebe Rexha, me, myself, and I with G-Eazy.
Got it. Yeah.
That's nice. Right. Yeah.
Who's this?
Kevin in the house.
Kevin! Hey, did you call to get a reading for Janet this week, or is that another Kevin?
This is another Kevin.
No, I did that like about a month ago.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I know we couldn't get to a Kevin this week. Have a good weekend, buddy. Thanks, man.
You too.
All right. Let's do one more here. Oh. Hint. Paul Walker died.
Yeah, this is...
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Charlie Puth?
Yes.
Charlie Puth and...
Come on, rapper. You love rap music.
Black and yellow. Stop. Wiz Khalifa?
Yes! She got it!
I have to think of the video. I watched
music again.
Videos.
See you again.
I meant that part.
All right, Ashley wins today. Well done.
Does she win?
Yeah, very subjective.
Does she win?
Very okay. Subjective.
That's fine. That's like me ordering a 10-piece and only getting a 9-piece. Good for you.
You brought up so figure mad. Skating this week. It's very subjective. All 10s for Ashley on the scale. Good
nice.
Job. 726.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Hey, Devin, who called us a few days ago to get her hair done? She got it done. She went to my referral. Good for you, girl.
Glad it worked out.
Nice. She looks cute. Is that her picture?
Yeah.
Look at that. She looks cute. This little radio show drives business for advertisers.
Yeah, it does.
She looks awesome. Good. Yay.
I encourage you to advertise on the show now before it becomes too expensive, and we don't have room for you. 419-240-1055 is our number to call or text. The Morning Reboot, Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here with us. A panel full of ladies. Payless is closing. Let's get to that in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic.
740. Good morning. Good morning. Reboot on Q105. Stop.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
740 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase. Floyd Ashley is here with us. We have a panel full of ladies.
Yeah,
ready.
We do.
Like, we're loaded up today. Loaded up today.
Told you, my milkshake brings all the girls to the yard.
Your makeup brings all the boys to the yard.
All of it.
My milkshake makes them run away.
All right, first up is Lindsay, 36. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Lindsay's 36, married. You're from Monroe. Why are a bunch of schools in Michigan closed today? Any idea?
I have no idea. Ours aren't.
Okay. Yeah, it was over in, like, Lenawee County. Weird stuff, bro. Is this Jamie?
Janie. Yeah.
Janie. Hi, Janie. Good morning.
Hi.
30, good morning. Married, and where are you from?
I am from
Toledo. Okay. And last up on the phones is Danielle, 35, married. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
And where do you live?
I live in Toledo.
Ashley, 34?
Yes.
Two kids, one husband. East Toledo, originally.
Originally. OG East Side.
Beverly now. Yep. All right. First question. Lindsay, what is a... These are really dull today. We got to get back.
It's fine because one of them is my coworker, so we're good.
Which one?
Janie.
Lindsay, what is a must-have ingredient for any kitchen?
Salt.
The answers are only as interesting as the questions.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Let me.
This is an Eric problem. This isn't a you problem.
Let me preface this by saying I was like minced garlic is like my secret ingredient. But Janie, what about you? What's a must-have ingredient for any kitchen?
Garlic is definitely ours.
Okay, Danielle. Danielle, what about you?
Garlic is definitely ours as well.
Okay. Ashley?
Balsamic vinegar.
Spice queen?
Okay. Balsamic.
All right, you said kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with a crock pot.
That's ingredient. An appliance.
Yeah.
Ingredient.
I'm not giving like a dash of crock pot to my chicken.
You could. Get out of here.
You like me.
Lindsay, Payless is closing all of its stores. What store do you find your best bargains at?
Ooh. Lately, I'm very into Five Below, but TJ Maxx is my absolute favorite.
Janie, what about you? Best place you find bargains?
Kohl's.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Danielle, what about you? Best place you do bargain shopping?
Savers.
Savers. Wait, it's Chloe. It's gone.
Oh. It's not gone. It's on the one on Manhattan. There's one on Manhattan on the North End, I think.
Are you thinking about Save-A-Lot, the grocery store?
No.
Oh, there's actually Savers?
Savers on Reynolds, right? Closed.
I think that one closed.
Yeah, that one closed, but there's one on Manhattan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think there's still others. I don't think it was like the entire branch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What about you, Ashley? Best place to bargain hunt?
So I would say also probably TJ Maxx. And it has to be TJ Maxx, not like Marshall's. TJ Maxx.
Or not Home Goods.
I love Home Goods too, but TJ Maxx has all the things. I can get jeans for $10 and a crock pot.
Ooh.
And balsamic vinegar.
You can.
Yeah.
And K-Cup boxes for like $3 off.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what time of day do you shower?
At night, unless I have time in the morning, and then I like to shower in the morning.
Okay. Janie, what about you? What time of day do you shower?
Night. I am not a morning person.
Wouldn't a shower help wake you up? That's why I shower in the morning.
Yeah, no.
That means getting up earlier.
Yeah, it's getting up earlier. It's the warm, and then you're like, you know what? Maybe I should go back to bed.
Take a cold shower.
No.
Ooh, oh, no.
God. No.
Not popular with the peanut gallery. Danielle, what time of day do you shower?
I actually shower at night and in the morning.
Good for you. I like that. Ashley, what about you?
I prefer to shower at night because I hate blow drying my hair. And then I just go with whatever wild mane I wake up to. So I prefer night, but I'll do it in the morning if I feel particularly
I read those water hike proposals, and I was like, well, there goes my sitting in the shower and 2 shower a day minimums.
You shower twice a day?
Sometimes, yeah. But in the morning, I'm in there for like 64 seconds.
But you like work out. So that makes sense.
I just like to like be in the shower.
That also
I like to
makes
feel
sense.
Clean when you go to bed. And
yeah, it's comforting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how I wind down.
What's that song, Singing in the Shower?
Oh, that was a terrible song.
So it was a song. I wasn't just thinking
it
about
was. It. Yeah.
Okay.
Becky G. Shower.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
was awful. Lindsay, do you go to Facebook looking for advice, and does it ever help?
I actually do sometimes. I belong to like mom groups. So I'll ask general questions, pediatricians, things like that. And then since I'm doing low carb and stuff, I've been asking diet questions. So.
And you've gotten help?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. People will answer, like, what can I use to replace this or whatever. So
right.
It's helpful.
Janie, what about you? Do you go to Facebook for advice, and does it ever help?
No, I'm more of a Google person.
Okay.
I just Google what I need to know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but both have their pitfalls. Danielle, what about you? Do you go to Facebook for advice, and does it ever help?
I do. And sometimes I stick my foot in my mouth, and it's worse than I should. I even ask.
Yeah.
It totally happens. I mean,
you open up Pandora's box, and everybody thinks they know everything.
Exactly.
Why? I've been on the internet and reading all the stuff. Rather than an actual doctor's certificate. Ashley, you just gave up Facebook?
So I gave up Facebook, however, I'm having a hard time because I want to ask certain things. Like, I need a new lady doctor, and I'm like, all my friends have different ones. I want to be like, as a census, who's the best lady doctor?
Can I make a suggestion, especially for something like that? And, and like, when you need
I read the medical stuff, too.
Not even that. But, like, for questions like that, I would not put something like that out. Go ask your good friends directly.
I do. I know who they go to. One goes to a dude. I don't want a dude. Other girl, like, barely ever goes, and that's about the end of my friends. So.
Oh, dang.
And she's the lady asking lady things. So for us, we're like, why would you put that out there?
Yeah.
But for them, that's normal. They've been going to the
I've
lady
had
doctor
kids.
Since
we
they were ladies.
We all know I have lady parts.
I mean, any kind of, like, medical help. I think,
I'm not saying this is what's wrong with my lady part. Can you all please tell me how
no.
to, you know,
I
what
know.
Should I do?
I'm
saying, give me a doctor.
My point
a doctor
is.
Doctor you love that you went to for 10 years.
I disagree.
Oh.
I like it.
You think Ashley has lady part problems?
No.
What's your disagreement?
The medical questions. I have a son that's disabled and has a lot of problems. So I get on there and ask other moms that are in the same situation as I am in instead of rushing to
an
emergency room or...
I'm not telling you to go to the emergency room. What I'm saying is when you ask like deeply personal questions like that, you're able to filter your real friends who likely have similar views and opinions and interests as you, rather than on Facebook where it can be a free for all.
The more opinions, the better.
See, Ernie?
Not necessarily.
No, I get what she's saying, though. She's saying, like, before she gets worried or before she's rushing, she has a child that she's like, hey, has anyone else experienced this? Have you had any, you know, just to kind of help give her a, should I do this or should I just calm down? As moms, you're constantly doubting what you're doing.
I get it.
So it kind of, sometimes it's a little beneficial to have someone saying, yeah, I back you up. You're good.
As long as your filter is right.
Yeah.
That's why if you can ask your closer friends more directly who know you better and you know what kind of help they're going to give you, rather than dropping the pebble in the pond of Facebook and it gets out of control.
Yeah, I don't have, but you have like 1,000 and like 5,500 friends.
But I don't like, the people
on my, like the people on my Facebook, if I don't really know you, I've probably at least had a real conversation with you.
Like, I have 5,000, you can have
Oh my God, 5,000. I have like 234. It's just who I am.
And you've booted them. Ladies, thanks for being on today. We appreciate
Thank you,
the
ladies.
Insight.
Thank you, ladies.
Everybody have a good weekend. And Ashley has messy lady parts.
I do not have messy lady parts.
That's what, never mind. I thought about it. I thought before I spoke.
You think it's stopped? You think it's broken and ugly?
No, I was gonna say that's what wet wipes are for. But then I was like,
it's not that kind of issue. It's a. I had a surgery and things just aren't happening right now.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I forgot about
nothing
that.
Nothing a little douching can't clear.
Ew!
Q105 traffic sponsored by.
On Q105, we got into this a bit yesterday. We wanted to take more calls, allow for your participation on this. 419-240-1055. It's Eric, Chase, Floyd. Ashley is here with us. What have you gotten better at in your relationship since you have been in it? As Floyd...
You're alive.
As Floyd enters deeper into her relationship, as whatever Ashley's relationship is, which is it's marriage...
Correct.
I'm going to read this quick story from a book I've been reading called Mindset. I'd barely gotten all the rice out of my hair. Like,
hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
So.
Where are you going?
She has to pee. Leave her alone.
We're on the.
Something happened. So, how are you doing?
Good.
You feeling good?
Yeah. Why? What's up?
Nothing.
Are you trying to hijack this topic?
No, we're not going to hijack anything.
What's
so?
Are you going to surprise me with something?
Ashley, this is for Ashley. Come over here, girl. Come here.
Oh, you know I don't like
surprises. I know. Look at your face. This is payback from the mystery box, but this is from our friend Ashley.
We can't do this topic?
No, we're going to move on. This is for you from Miss Ashley.
This is nice.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
It's a dog painting?
Yeah.
Let's see.
We talked about it. We went to At Home, and you were...
Are those my dogs?
Yeah.
Well, this is nice. Take it back.
No, I can't take it back.
Take it back.
I'm not taking it back.
No.
I know. You're supposed to be better at receiving gifts. I don't want it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That was so...
Give the picture of my dogs to someone else.
No.
No, I'll take it. But I don't want gifts.
I know you don't want gifts. Thank you. Remember when we were at home and we were looking for all that stuff?
Right.
And you're like, I want a picture of dogs. And I was like, should look. And then you didn't send me a picture of your dogs. So I just found them and did it and had someone do it.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's very good.
You're mad at me, aren't you?
No. I'm just not very good at receiving gifts.
I know. And I was like, I don't know if people like to be surprised.
But I wanted to get you back from the mystery box. I thought it was cute. That was me.
Is it blue? Is it blue hued?
Blue and black hued. To match
black
both.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We'll get
Leave it
there.
To me to ruin a surprise.
It's okay.
If you keep giving me surprises, like ones that I like, and I like that, like I could use that. I'm still on the hunt for wall
we'll
decor for the room.
We'll right there. Diddy and Andre with their
friend
cute
painted
selves.
That?
Yeah.
What did that cost?
Ricardo Reese.
Can I tell you something though?
It's gonna be not a lot.
Super effing creepy that I have paintings of my dogs.
It will be fine. You are being now. I'm just mad.
Don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
It's lovely.
I am going to be...
Well, that was a good gesture. I fail.
I have hundreds.
You fail more, though.
I have hundreds of Transformers that I've collected over the years.
Yeah.
And that's probably, you know, someone can be like, okay, they're in another room. I'm going to take some kind young woman into my bedroom, and she'll be ready to go, and then she'll go, Is that a mural? Is that a painting of your dogs? I'm leaving.
No. And then you're like, those are my dogs. Bye.
Nobody will do that. And communication, right? You need communication. Try to tie it back in. It's just not going to happen.
There we go.
Let's take a quick poll. If I have a painting of my dogs in my bedroom, would you still have sex with me?
I would.
Turn on or turn off?
No, I think it's like, hey, these are people have pictures of their kids.
Right. There's no difference than people having pictures of their kids or their family.
And it's beautiful.
Like your kids are on your screensaver on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
My nephew's on my phone. It's
and
no
their
difference.
Like you know first what? Outfit they wore is hanging next to my bed in the shower box. So that works.
That's okay. All right, back to the topic again.
But it's dogs. I think people might have a bigger problem with that.
Like, they're your dogs. They're your kids.
Like
they're
something,
of you.
Something sexual was done to create these children.
Something sexual was done to create those puppies. Not with you, though. And you adopted them. Just like adoptive kids who are adopted. You didn't have a sexual act to have them. They're still your children. Sorry, I
have no issue with it. I'm just telling you that people will...
No, they
will. Well, you don't need that type of negativity
You're
in
right.
your life.
You're right. What if I... Yeah, that'd be so disappointing, though. But it would be a deal breaker. If you can't have sex with me with a picture of my dog, a painting of my dogs in the same room, then we weren't meant to be.
True. Because your dogs are probably in the room, too, right?
No, I can close
Staring
the door
at
now.
Their picture.
Like, that looks like me.
Well, I feel like an idiot.
I was like, I don't know if you like
surprises.
I totally
orchestrated this whole thing.
It's okay.
It's fine. Lesson learned.
Leave it to me to ruin a good surprise.
I mean, I'm so excited. It's a cute picture, and I love it.
I know. I was like, he doesn't like surprises. I don't know.
She did say, I said, no, let's do it. It'll be cute. It'll be fun. He'll love it. Yep, back in my face. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't love anything.
I was like, he doesn't like anything.
It's fine.
I don't like people spending money on me.
It was not like you're. If you're thinking, he did it for free.
Even I just worse. Got lightheaded. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Why?
Because I was really going in this with like the happiest
it's,
heart.
Oh my god, no! You, it's fine. It is totally fine.
It's okay. I deleted the video. No memory of this. Ever.
Gone.
It's cool.
We can still talk about your subject, though. Yeah.
No. We have to play our songs, so we'll do it next. Because I do want to know.
Thank you.
Because someone Kelsey offered a good thing yesterday on Facebook, which she got better at. So I think it's an important topic. And we got a lot of calls.
I know. You did. I listened to that part yesterday, too.
I'm going
to
get in trouble.
That's good.
Why?
Put me in timeout. I'm going to beat myself. I'm a dweller, so give me 15 minutes. I'll get over it. give me our 17 songs. We'll be fine.
Why don't you go take your union smoke break outside?
I don't smoke.
Well, now's a good time to start.
No, I don't. Mm-mm. No, I'm fine. I'm just gonna look at dolphin videos.
I'm sure people are curious what it looks like.
Yeah.
Other than my dogs, which I post frequently about being painted, why don't you take a picture and put it on Facebook? Give the people what they want.
Actually, take a picture and send it to me.
Okay. I'll take a picture.
Back into radio mode here. What did you get better at in your relationship? Maybe being more receptive of gifts and surprises? Maybe that's your answer. We'll do that next. Unless there's something else that's coming that I don't know about. Is there a clown coming in? Are you going to have like the Band-Aid prince show up?
Are you ridiculing me now for trying to be a good, decent human being?
Well, that's just never going to happen.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Matt.
It's 8:32 with my microphone now on Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Chase Floyd. Ashley is here with us. Relationships and getting better at them. Or what are you better at now than when you first started in your relationship? Because that thought was sparked by an older book I've been meaning to get into called Mindset. And I want to... read this quickly if I can. Now, this is from the rice from the wedding. I'd barely gotten all the rice out of my hair when I began to realize I made a big mistake. Every time I said something like, why don't we try to go out a little more? I'd like it if you consulted me before making decisions. He was devastated. Then, instead of talking about the issue I raised, I'd have to spend literally an hour repairing the damage and making him feel good again. Plus, he would then run to the phone to call his mother, who always showered him with constant adoration he seemed to need. We were both young and new at marriage. I just wanted to communicate. She had a growth mindset. He had a fixed mindset, and that's what the book is all about. Floyd is getting into his relationship, and you said you wanted to improve with patience.
Patience, yeah, because I was one of those people, I jumped in the pool, and I don't know how to swim. It's the best way to put it. Like, you wink at me. I was like, oh, we have something in common. I can wink too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was. It's definitely teaching me patience, and I'm liking it.
That's good.
As with before, I would be like, this is taking too long. Like, come on. Like,
Speed this up.
Right. And it wasn't like a stimulation thing. It was just like, okay, we have a common ground. Why are we not making this go a lot faster? But like, excuse me. Oh, hello. Measles.
Get the tumor out.
Right. Like I told him yesterday, it was one of those things that past relationships, I would find one common ground.
Yeah.
And we would try to make the relationship last on the one thing we had in common. With most relationships, it's not just one thing. You like one thing is just a base, but a lot of stuff in common is a foundation and it's more sturdy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
419-240-1055. What's something that you're better at now than when you first began your relationship? I mentioned I got tunnel vision in a good way. I began to focus more on the person that I was with than not that person. I think I also was able to overcome seeing a fault or two in someone and having that immediately be the breaking point and go, nobody's perfect. And maybe there is a perfect person for you where they have few, if any, faults. And that's awesome if you can find that person. But I learned to look past things in the past that I might have, that might have pushed me away. I have two questions for you, Ashley.
Yes.
One, what's something that you've gotten better at in your relationship, in your marriage?
I don't know. I was thinking about this, and I mean, I think there's certain things, like I'm learning to let go of some things. I would say, especially over the past, I mean, it's been 8 years, so certain things that were very like, I need this done now, instant, I've learned to like let go of some of that and either just realize that if I'm going to ask my person, my partner to do that, then I can't expect it to be done the way that I'm going to do it, or just stop asking and do it yourself. So it's kind of
expectations.
You know,
you can't. Yeah. It's a good professional habit. Maybe you're learning at work. You can't put.
Yeah.
If you're a successful, driven person, it is very hard for you to apply. Very hard to stop yourself from putting your expectations on someone else, employees, friends, coworkers, because they often won't live up to them.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, that's all around, professionally and personally, something that's very hard for me because I'm very 105%. So
I go 110. This is why you let me down all the time. 419-240-1055. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. What's something you've gotten better at your relationship since it began?
All the crazy stories in my head, I say them out loud so it doesn't cause a fight over something I imagined in my head.
Come again?
Like all the crazy stories and thoughts that I think of that can cause argument.
Can we...
Instead of attacking because of them, I discuss what I'm thinking and why.
So things that you're stewing on, you express them and try to resolve them.
Absolutely. Oh. And all those crazy insecure thoughts, I share them so I get over it and don't cause fights and drama.
And can you give us an example of one where it's worked for you?
Absolutely. He gets a text from a girl and I'm like, who's that? And instead of me going psycho, he already told me, oh, there's a new girl at work. She texted me a question about a machine.
Do you believe him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because
he's never given you a reason not to believe him, right?
Of course.
So, and he's being honest. He's being very forthcoming. So that's the best part.
8 years later, it's worked phenomenally.
Right. Thanks very much for the call, Shannon. 419-240-1055. Something you're better at in your relationship than in the past. Ashley, Flood, you got a text you want to get to?
Yeah, well, it was on along the lines. She just said, we've got a cue text line says, I've gotten better at not jumping to conclusions and not being so suspicious about everything. And I think going into a new relationship, you're naturally suspicious because you're getting to know their quirks. They're getting to know your quirks. And like, why is your eyebrow raised? And like, I just raised my eyebrow. Like, you know what
or
I mean?
Or you've got these anxieties and insecurities because of things that happened to you in the past by different people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You want to apply what they did to this person. Now, in some cases, you're picking all the same kinds of people, so it's possible to happen, but that person is not what was in the past.
Going back to your thing when we talked about Khloe Kardashian yesterday, she picks the wrong people. You know what I mean? So, like, she's been through this before, and you're like... So, like, when you see her going off on a tangent, you're like, how do you not cope with this? You've been through this before, like, not even a year ago. You know what I mean? So,
some people crave that kind of chaos. This next Taylor Swift album, which might come out in March, is going to be awful.
Because she hasn't been through anything that we know of.
No, she has. She's been with this dude on the down low forever.
Oh, she does have a boyfriend.
So happy and blissful, and she keeps it private. Not the Tom Hiddleston drunk.
What's she gonna sing about now?
Love. It's gonna be like it's gonna be like the first album, which was fun, right. But it ain't gonna be Shake It Off or Striving with People.
Yeah.
Ashley, you had mentioned you letting things go, and Kelsey on my Facebook page mentioned something to that point. Knowing which battles to fight, you know, as I like to say, you know, is that the hill you want to? Do you want to die on the hill of the dishwasher?
Yeah, it's totally. I mean, I think most relationships, any type of relationships, which one do you want to battle? I have it with my friends, I have it with my family,
work.
Same thing, yeah. With my, you know, with Kevin, it's deciding. Okay, so I think it should be done this way, and he thinks it should be done this way, and we both have is this where we're gonna go down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it is. Sometimes we take that nasty path, and I'm like, listen, I told you, you know, but it's trying to remember to rein yourself back in, or sometimes even just the way that he'll look, I'm like, okay, like I need to go back to my room and do what I was doing.
Right.
And when you're fighting every battle, something deeper and more underlying is at stake and causing it.
For sure.
There's a fissure there that needs to be fixed. When you lose the clarity to go, I don't want to fight that one, there's a problem. Let me ask you this, because we've been friends now for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I got better at being in a relationship?
I think you got like more open to even doing stuff outside of the house, and even talking more about yourself, like personally on a relationship level. I think, I don't know, it seemed to open you up more to just even being around people more. Mm. I know you say no, but it did.
Okay.
Like, I saw you. I mean, the first time Kevin saw you out was like you were guys, it was like opening day or something.
I love the audible sigh. He's like,
yeah. But it was true.
It's
You did more stuff. You were going to like different events. You were getting all dappered up. You did more social stuff to where you lasted more than 15 minutes. You didn't return a call and say, no, never mind, I'm not coming, or just not show up.
I think, not to just undercut your argument, I think that was just a product of you and I knowing one another better. And because I did that stuff before, I would talk about my personal life.
No, I know,
before.
But it was more about like what you were feeling and like her involvement that way.
Okay.
More accepting of kids. Oh. That happened.
Well, hi, who's this?
This is in regards to the conversation you guys are having up on the radio.
Yeah, that's a
relationship.
That's us. I'm gonna put you through to Eric Floyd and Ashley. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I always wanted to do that. Hi, you're on the Morning Reboot. Who's this?
This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. What have you gotten better at in your relationship than when you started?
Not pushing off conversations is when somebody says what's wrong and not just saying I'm fine.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to do a better job of that one.
Yeah.
Did you?
We found that it doesn't really solve anything. All it ends up doing is creating you being pissed off, you being upset. So however long down the road, and then blowing up for something that happened 2 months ago.
Yeah. One of two things happens. If you walk away from an argument or a discussion, you will either cool off, and if you don't cool off, you'll steam up and it'll become explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even, Kelsey. Even just, even saying it like right when it happens, instead of saying I'm fine,
mm-hmm.
like we had an issue like 2 nights ago and it was like, well, what's wrong? And I was like, well, I asked you to do this. None of those happened. So now I'm irritated.
Right.
And you finished your sandwich before the kids have even eaten, or that I've even starting to like unravel my food. So I'm a little hangry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
And that's really what it was. So I was just like, eat and shut your mouth.
And in that respect, sometimes like, see, I think you have the temperament to be like, hey, I'm going to say this to you, but I'm going to talk to you in a calm, cool, collect. That probably comes with being a mother.
And having kids.
You know what I mean? Yeah, being a mom. But like for me, I'm one of those people, I said this yesterday, I get emotional way too quick and I'll hit below the belt and then I'll sit back and be like, what did I say that for? Why did I say that? Oh, my God. So I think I have to take myself out of a situation before I get too emotional. And I'm just like, and they can also be like, hey, come back here. We're not done. For the time being, we're done right now, because I'm telling you right now, I would drop an atomic bomb and don't care for survivors.
Yeah.
Because that's how I am. And I'll just be like, let me have my two Ariana Grande songs and I'll be back and we'll finish this conversation.
But at least you can say that, like, you would be sorry for it. Like, yeah. When I drop the bombs, I'm like, not sorry.
Yeah,
I
found out the hard way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for me to actually go to that place, I legit did that to a few people where I was just like, damn.
You really hurt people.
Yeah, like, and they didn't mean to, but I was like, they're going to hurt me first, so let me just, boom, right in your face. And then they're like, where did that come from? I go, I don't know. But then they're like, in their head, they're like, it came from somewhere. You said it. But I'm like, no, I really don't know where it came from. It literally was word vomit and word vomit times two because I just kept going while they were just looking at me like a deer in headlights and like, bro, calm down. I'm like, I am calm. Then why'd you say that? What did I say? And there's times you've done that. You're like, I don't remember what I said, but I know it was hateful because now you're tearing up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now I look like a butt face because now I'm walking away. Now I've had the emotional moment. Now I'm taking myself out. As with something that I've learned in going forward with this one, I get emotional last instead of first. You know what I mean? And we've not got to that point yet. But like you said, it's a relationship. It's going to happen. We're going to have disagreements. But I know now at 35 years old and my previous that I will have my emotional episode after I take my break instead of going right at it. Then like, all right, now you're crying and upset. I'm going to go walk away.
Yeah.
Because now we have to have a conversation because you're hurt.
844 with the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here with us. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is coming up next. And Jussie Smollett is in police custody. We'll give you more on that before 9.
Q105.
8:58. Good morning. Good morning. Reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley is here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Text the word, the national keyword, smile to 95819. Text smile to 95819 to try to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. Before we hit you with these entertainment stories, including the reveals, there were two of them last night from Masked Singer. I was looking for some feedback on the show last weekend, and several people suggested that we have a mirror feature of Panel Full of Ladies. And I'm all for that, but we need a lady to ask the guys those questions.
Mm-hmm. Should do it on Thursdays.
She's like that when I'm like,
if you're going to come in on Thursdays and you want that segment, I got no problem with that.
I will do that. I would love to do that.
We'll get the Kevins of the world to call in.
All the Kevins.
So yeah, I'm all for, I'm not trying to be so lady-centric here, and we can do that feature that we did on the other show, because ladies liked hearing what guys had to answer to these questions. We just need a lady to ask those questions.
Yeah.
I think
it's a good idea.
All right, some things to get to. Jussie Smollett turned himself in today for the charges.
And his press conference is going down in like 60 seconds.
I'm going to guess I don't think he's going to be part of it. I'm guessing it's going to be his lawyers or the CPD or the tandem of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's in jail.
maybe they took care of the
Live
bail.
Live from Chicago.
It's a class 4 felony. He's charged with disorderly conduct, a class 4 felony that carries a potential of 1 to 3 years in jail and substantial fines. He'll probably have to pay the fines and legal fees and not do any jail time. You said he's only worth like $500,000 bucks,
half
though.
Half a million, yeah.
I hope he's saved.
And he was a principal character, and he's the least net worth. Because I looked up everyone. I was like, they found him.
What are all the lions worth? Yeah.
Yeah. The most is Taraji, and then Terrence is right after. Well, obviously, because they're so movie stars, but the guy who plays his brother is like right at like $2 million, and he's right under there.
So he turned himself in this morning to CPD to answer for that charge. Let's see what else. A couple of quick hit things. Chris Hemsworth is going to be in a Netflix special produced by Todd Phillips, who did the Hangover movies and is doing the next Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Chris Hemsworth will be portraying Hulk Hogan.
I'm into it. I'm so ready.
That's exciting.
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, one of them, Idris Elba, will be hosting Saturday Night Live with R&B singer Khalid as musical guest on March 9th. Elba's appearance is to support his upcoming Netflix comedy, Turn Up Charlie, which Elba co-created and stars in as a struggling DJ-turned-nanny to his famous friend's problem child. Also starring Piper Perabo, J.J. Field, who is like a dead ringer for Tom Hiddleston. You know if you saw him.
Oh, yeah.
And Frankie Hervey. The series comes out on March 15th. DJ turned nanny. You got to pay the bills, right?
I can assume it'd be a thing.
It could be a thing.
I was a nanny. I've turned into a lot of things since those days.
I mean,
so, hey.
It's kind of my life. I come to the radio, they go deal with children.
So Whoopi has been missing from the View for some time with an alleged battle of pneumonia. People thought this might be a little suspicious and like the Jussie Smollett thing,
right,
but not as criminal. People on Twitter yesterday, and was it the Oscars had to come out? ABC came out and had to shoot this down. People on Twitter thought Whoopi's absence was her practicing to host the Oscars.
She made a good choice. She's did it before. She's done it before.
And she's done it a few times, hasn't
she? Yeah, I think like four or five.
Four times. Okay. Four times most recently in 2002. She also won an Oscar in 1990 for Ghost.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen Ghost.
All I know is Molly, you in danger, girl. That's all I know from that movie.
We should watch Ghost and then make pottery. I will sit behind you and guide your hands.
I know.
It's very sensual.
I know that scene.
It's the best one.
Can you do that one more time?
Yeah. Sensual. Sensual. Round the bottom.
Was it Unchained Melody playing that scene? I think I've seen that scene.
Yeah.
All right. So I've seen that.
That was like peak Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, do you prefer Ghost or Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing. Okay. Duh.
Masked Singer reveals, but first, a performance from last night. Probably the winner, right? What's a natural woman?
I don't know.
That song is like 50 years old, right?
Yeah.
There were no implants I know of back then.
I don't think it's natural like that. I think it's like, you make me feel like a woman.
And why didn't they say that?
Because naturally needed an extra word.
Got it. Okay. All right.
It's all about timing.
One of the reveals.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Joey Fatone. He didn't say superstar.
He didn't. Who is probably a superstar?
Superstar.
He's on like the Candyman.
There's a monster. There is a bee.
This is some crazy.
I'm so impressed with what you've done with your character and everything.
Was he the best performer?
He was. He danced.
So he does.
Held a tune. And actually hearing him sing in that group, I'll give him, because I thought JC had the best voice. You can't even persuade my mind. I thought Justin became popular because he was the hot one who could hold a tune. Mm-hmm. But actually hearing him sing, he was actually pretty good. He should have had a lead.
The other reveal last night.
You've been amazing, but before the Lion Unmasked panel, tell us your final guesses. We'll start with you, Jenny.
I'm still in shock. I'm sorry you didn't make it all the way to the end, but I do think you are a true star. I feel like you started your career in a girl group. So I think, based off Destiny's Child, I think you're Kelly Rowland.
Nah, I don't.
All right, Kelly Rowland. That's a good guess.
No. Maybe like a white Kelly Rowland?
I think
she's white because the tone of her voice. I feel like it. You never know. Oh. But because of the Haley Times, and we've heard she has true grit.
Yep.
I'm going with Haley Steinfeld. Slap it on you like that.
Actress, singer, superstar, Rumor Willis.
No way.
Stop that audio. What movie has she been in?
I'm sure there's
show?
Some like indie movies that went to Sundance.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, I was
definitely
like,
not sure.
Actress, singer, superstar. It should be like Child of Demi and Bruce. That's how we should have done it.
Dancing with the Stars. Maybe kind of finalist.
Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's child, Rumor Willis. No superstar, singer, actress. Like I don't know. I don't.
The B. Who else is left?
The bee, the peacock, and the monster.
You want to offer some guesses?
Peacock is Donnie Osmond or David Hasselhoff, because they just keep talking about Vegas. The bee is Gladys Knight, and the monster is T-Pain. I'm reaching for that one, but I'm convinced it's T-Pain.
Okay.
I like it.
And you got no issue. I mean, it's very hard to offend you, but you have no issue with what Nicole said?
No.
Sounds like a white girl or a black girl.
She does. I mean, she did. I mean, I think what she was trying to say was like she wasn't as soulful. And there are some soulful white girls, white men singers. But I think she kind of was just like,
salt her. And pepper. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're in season. I think that's her way of saying it.
Okay.
What do you need in your kitchen? Salt.
Rumor Willis. Yeah. Actress, singer, superstar. Rumor Willis.
906 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Once again, text the national keyword SMILE to 95819 to try to win the $1,000 payoff. 95819, text SMILE. We've got a guest coming by.
Yeah, he is waiting for us, so I will grab him at some point.
He can just hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
We have a guest coming in to talk about a pretty cool exhibit at the Way Public Library?
The Way Public Library.
In Perrysburg. Oh. That's on the way. And we also, let's talk about Adam Street Parking as well before we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all before 10 o'clock. If you miss any part of the show, text Eric to get the podcast after 10. 419-240-1055. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
This. What about us?
9:17 on Q105. You still have time to text the national keyword for the $1,000 payoff. It's SMILE. Text that to 95819. You can text us, Floyd and Eric, here on the Morning Reboot, 419-240-1055. You can text us anytime you'd like. You can call that number as well. We'll do our best to respond via the text message line or just get you on the air. You can also text Eric to that number after 10 o'clock and get the podcast for today's show. Ashley is here with us, and hey. Floyd is picking up people off the street.
I picked up a friend.
If there's a couple of things that we really like, it's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And the library system.
Yes.
And that's why we have Robert here, right?
Yes, and white people. Because you just discovered this. You were like, what?
So Floyd's been telling me about this exhibit for Black History Month that's happening at the Way Public Library. And you found out about it when there was the racial incident a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and then my friend, a mutual friend of ours was like,
what
hey.
A way to overshadow my show.
No. But no, like my friend was like, hey, my friend is doing a Black History exhibit at the Perrysburg Library, and he's painting drag queens. I go, in Perrysburg? At the library? With white people?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, look at his art. And like, David just sent me all this artwork, and they're like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And like, so he sent me one of Cher first, and I was like, okay, I'm in. I need to meet
the
this
signing
guy.
Bonus.
Like, you know, like, yeah. Even before like I even seen like the other people, but he's done like Harriet Tubman and like all these people. Like, your Beyonce was all that too. On the little doily thing.
Can you?
I stopped. Oh, this is Robert Vandevelt.
There we go.
Sorry. I got really excited. So,
thanks for coming in, Robert.
You're welcome.
And
Thank you for having me.
Having Floyd describe it, I'm wondering if people they raise an eyebrow like for the first time I heard about it, because I've been to that library several times and I don't know that they have some more progressive things like some of the other libraries do. Maybe it's a little more conservative there.
The thing is I live literally right in walking distance from there, and I'll take my girls there and we'll look at books. And how I knew that was the right place is because when I went into the Native section, they don't just have like one Native book, they have like the tribes of Ohio. They have like, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah,
I'm
like, breaks this it down a little bit.
Yeah, and then they had like civil rights for kids. And so when I had like, when I was thinking about doing this body of work, I was like, where should I put this? And I contacted them with like a heartfelt letter, like one of those, like, please, I'm calling out for you, you know? And
concerned library customer.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just like, I just knew it was going to be a good fit. And I wrote back a couple times and a mild run around, but then they were like legit. And you know what's funny is I make pies as well. And that's what sold me is to
the lady. Really?
Yeah, she saw that I made pies and she was like, wholesome. You know? So I was in.
Nice.
He's touching all the categories.
Well, it's funny. Everything that we do in our life leads us to this moment, and it's just so funny when it's like people are like, "Why do you make pies?" I'm like, "I don't know." I was like, to get a Black History Month show at the Way Public Library. Nice.
Whatever the foot in the door is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the reception been at the library for the exhibit?
Oh, you know what? Every time I go up there, the parking lot's full, and everyone just kind of walks in because there's like woke white people that like kind of walk in and they're like, "Right on," you know. And then there's Black people that walk in like. And they're just like, whoa, I came to the right spot. And then there's just white people that are like, there is a lot of Black people in here. You know? Like, they kind of just like look around, like eyes wide, like, huh, you know?
And you did a painting live, right? You did like an actual painting there on, like, set, I should say.
That was on Tuesday. Site. I finished up a painting, Shirley Chisholm, and then, because it takes about 6 hours, and I had a 4-hour block, so I finished up a painting and then started another one, and they're like, what's next? And I was like, RuPaul. Everyone was like, Is she black?
Is she black? Yes, he
then,
is.
Yeah, that's he, yeah. She
Yeah, exactly,
is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really just, if I got my foot in the door, I just wanted to kind of stretch that boundary and kind of shake it up. And two, I was pretty well informed, and it was like a local town discussion, kind of. So I painted and fielded questions. And gave a history report and kind of had to keep it light, so there was like mild comedy. Okay. So
it's fine. That's our show.
I was just like literally like, trying to like expand the consciousness.
It one
was,
wrong move, you just freeze, and they're like, mm-mm.
I did.
Like,
okay, I paint with white and black, so I said when we put the whites and blacks together, and I was like, oh, like, I was like so there was relief.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was it went really really well.
Good,
you know. There was like four black people that were there in the audience, and this one couple were so great, and I thought they were on my side, and he goes, why does RuPaul deserve black history? I was like, well, one, he, she is black.
Right, you know? Exactly.
But
yeah.
Through like talking about her MA nominations and what she's done to bring drag as a art form to the mm-hmm. mainstream media,
yeah.
Supporting like this like army of
right.
performers. It's
And as a performer, like, she and like when you say he she, because I say it too, but she, people hear he. That and they're like, oh my god, you called her
no,
he she.
No, I'm just saying
I'm saying like because I do the same thing, yeah. And he's actually discovered the balance that we all do as drag performers, find the balance between, for me, like Floyd and my alter ego Deja. Like I go back and forth so many times that like when I'm out as Floyd, people want Deja, but when I'm in as Deja, people are like Floyd, mm-hmm. and like. RuPaul Charles has discovered that balance where, like, when he is he, he's he. Mm-hmm. And when she is a she. And, like, it's that perfect balance of someone like me who goes back and forth with that identity crisis mm-hmm. of, like, am I on now or am I off? Right. You know what I mean? So I love that you say that.
What she says is, you're born naked and the rest is drag.
The rest is drag.
I brought that up. I said, men, when you go into court, what do you wear? And they're like, a suit? And I was like, do you judge people that don't tie a double Windsor? It's like, yeah, it's appearance. It's drag.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
assuming an identity.
Mm-hmm. Right. But to your point, Floyd, of how RuPaul handles the identities, probably took a long time to get to that. And that's why, you know, when we see Twitter fights about people misusing pronouns, mm-hmm. it's like, if some people who live the lifestyle aren't certain at it, which you just illustrated, you don't know when to be who sometimes. It's hard for some other people to accurately use the right words.
And I'm actually happy you're doing this at the Perrysburg Library, especially with stuff that's going on. That's a good educational thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? And it's
I kind of wanted to lift the awareness.
You know what I mean? And it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. And like, you're actually, like, for most people who go to the art museum, they just see art and it's like, 1770 something.
Yeah.
But like you
but
actually
you take
get
it out of it into the street. You'll find that too. We have what? Bowling Green. We have UT. We have the zoo. We have the art museum. Those are huge industries of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I feel like is missing from this town is huge public works of art. You'll see that in Ann Arbor. You walk the street. What do you see?
Yeah.
Like art. And the way that art touches us when it's not in a institution like a museum, it makes a connection.
Yeah.
Do you know?
We're slowly getting it downtown, but to spread other places and mm-hmm. other neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know when some people gripe that, hey, we're spending too much time into downtown, but I'm hoping while that might be true, there's a halo effect and it spreads further out to the Old West End and other neighborhoods and other cities.
Right. I would love to do graffiti in downtown Toledo because you can literally poop in the middle of the road during certain hours and there's no one there. So you can only imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking from experience. I saw a friend do it.
My dogs have done it.
Yeah. Right. I was in a parking lot and I was watching and I'm like, where is this guy going? And he had a little bag. All of a sudden he just started like crunched down real low in the dark and just started doing
That's
it.
A
I, was like, yeah, I was like, I'm intrigued.
Do you, boo.
Yeah.
Do you, boo.
Robert, does the exhibit at the library only go through the end of this month or for another week?
You know what? I decided to do this January 20th, so it's just very quick. We haven't really discussed on an end date.
Okay.
And when I went in there, it was so funny. She was like, let's have a meeting, you know, the director of the library. And I was like, I'll be up there in 2 minutes with all my work. And she was like, no need. I was like, yes, need. You know? And I was like, I'm going to take no for an answer. It was so funny. I went in and with all this work and...
Where should I put my things?
Yeah, well, and I was like, I'm not taking no for an answer today because I learned all about like civil liberties through like Martin Luther King, like you know. Right. And I was like, I'm not going nowhere, you know. And she was like, we'll do it, and I was like, oh, okay. you know, but then the funniest thing is they only thought they could hang up like four. And here I'm seeing, like, as an artist, my house is like just dripping in art. It's like obnoxious. She was like, I think I can fit in four because they're just not used to seeing any art up. Mm-hmm. And we fit in like 21.
Awesome.
Like, we didn't even know we had so much wall space. I'm like,
that's awesome.
So where else can people track you down at?
Well, I also have some pieces at a local elementary and a church. And track me down. I don't want to be tracked down. I know people were like, we're Googling
Instagram,
your name. I'm like, stop that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you guys are silly.
Where can people find more of your stuff, perhaps, in the digital landscape?
Well, I'm on Instagram as well under my name, Robert David Vanetvelt, and that's a lot of my work there. And I do have a piece up at the Riverhouse Arts Gallery, that Aretha Franklin that's been up there for quite some time.
Wow,
nice.
That's beautiful. Awesome. I've seen that.
Any more live drawing sessions coming up?
Well, I would love to. Nothing's booked, but I thought it would be very fun, like Black History, take a person from history, do a piece in front of an audience, because that was so much fun. It was so much fun to do the research on the person, paint and talk. Mm-hmm. And since I bartend, that was just like a natural.
Right. Also, as you paint, you give them like information. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's yeah, okay. Like, that's sweet. I like
dropping
that.
Dropping knowledge.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Dropping
paint
knowledge.
And pies.
Paint and pies. Yeah. Pie making is very hard. I don't think you guys understand. People are like, how much for a pie? I'm like $5,000.
What's your specialty pie then? What's your favorite?
Is this live on the radio?
Yes, yeah, so, no F-bombs.
Apple, of course. It's very American.
There you go.
Thanks for coming in, Robert. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Way Public Library, until they tell you to come pick up your stuff, right?
Correct.
There we go. 9:27 with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Do the math. 1,000.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You want to go?
I lost mine, but I can remember it. It's from Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
It is. I lost it because like someone posted something ignorant, and I was about to comment, and I was like, don't do it, Floyd, don't do it. It says, there are 7 days in a week. Not one of them is someday.
Oh, inspirational.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
deep.
It. Mm-hmm. 9:43 in the morning. Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley. I didn't retweet this or anything. I'll do that right now. It's a picture. Jussie Smollett, there's no updates, by the way. They're still waiting that 9 o'clock press conference.
Yeah, I literally was on Entertainment Tonight and E! And there's nothing yet. I'm waiting.
Somebody tweeted out from that the Chicago Police Department press room saying there's more people here than there's ever been, even for like the Laquan McDonald killing. But the tweet, a picture of Jussie Smollett, a black and white picture, him looking very solemn. Fight back, even if you paid them to jump you. Jussie, do it.
Jussie, do it.
That's
so bad.
It's not bad. He put himself in that position to be ridiculed. And he's about, you know what? Saturday Night Live, as a black person of queer gayness, you have every right to. Wasn't that Kenan Thompson? I want to see your best Jussie Smollett. Murder him. It's going to be hilarious. Do it.
Are they, or could they just.
No, they
They have to.
Yeah. At least, even if it's out of bad taste, they have to, because that is their job, and we're all, and I'm one of those people who is going to wait Sunday morning, because I won't watch it Saturday night, to know if they do something. And if they don't, I'm going to write Lorne Michaels myself and be like, I will don a curly wig and do something. It has to be tasteful, though. Like, not even the hate-criming part. Like, just have it, like, have a scene with him, like, reading off a script as an actor and have his co-stars questioning
like
him.
Them practicing
right,
the hoax?
Like, you mean like questioning him?
They'll do a great job with it, regardless of how they handle it. But the situation itself, now that we know it wasn't what it was, is quite comical for how poor it was orchestrated. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see the security, the surveillance footage, the grainy surveillance footage, and Kenan Thompson showing up and be like, we don't even have to do it.
Right, exactly. So, like, so before, you know, people that they're paying attention to me, we're not talking about making fun of the hate crime aspect.
Right.
We're talking about the human, the vessel, the person, which is Jussie Smollett.
Who is the poorest criminal in human history.
That caused right. all of
like,
this.
We're making fun of his character and.
No, making fun of how poor he went about trying to execute a crime.
Right. Like, I think they should just do things of.
him walking into like a candy store and have like, I can't think of the big girl. She's the white girl. She's so funny. And she's just looking at him like just glaring at him like, do I make a move? Could something happen? Like, there's so much. There's so much. I wish I was a writer like in that union because I feel like I could just pop stuff out like that. Like,
let's wrap up with parking meters coming to Adams Street in Uptown.
Yeah. There's been a proposal, I should say. Nothing has went to...
All these proposals.
Nothing has went to city council, but I think once you map out the area, it's going to be talked about. Like, someone literally took the time to map it out, and it has a stamp of Toledo on it. So it's going to be brought up. If it hasn't been brought, it may be even brought up right now. But, like, yeah, so they're thinking about putting parking meters on Adam. More, I should say, because there is some, yeah. Correct?
Do you want Comives to come in and answer for this stuff?
He should.
All right.
Come in, Comives!
Well... You can send the text. Ask him if he wants to come in tomorrow. He can talk about like the water prices going up because he's like the water subcommittee. And look, I love that the city's growing. And if it grows, things are going to change. And that means you're going to have to pay a little bit more for places.
Meters are not the answer. I mean, people on Adams Street don't go there till after five anyways.
I think that's a draw. Right,
so it won't be that big of an inconvenience.
But... But I think
it's
a draw of
downtown Toledo anyway, because like you could find parking pretty much inexpensive, if not free, anywhere downtown. Because I think,
but that's what they're trying to eliminate.
I know, but here's the thing, and they should pay attention to Columbus because Columbus started skyrocketing and tearing down stuff and putting up parking. I don't even want to go down to downtown Columbus anymore. Right. Like, look at your predecessors. Like, there's people who steer clear of their downtown, even though it's still bustling. They lost a huge percentage of people because I don't want to pay $15 for parking.
But other people will. Look, when I go home to Philadelphia or when I get invited to go up to Detroit, the first thing I think of, like, I have been wanting to meet since I don't have to drive all the way up to the Palace anymore to go to a basketball game and hang out with friends like Vinny and I want to go up to Little Caesars because it's a 50-minute ride. I'm like $20-some for parking? Hell no. The headache of it? No, I don't like it.
But it's $20 here for parking sometimes, so...
It is, and that's outrageous.
Yeah.
That's outrageous. Yeah. But this is what happens when downtowns boom, you can look at other cities, and Columbus is a great example. Yes, it's booming, it's growing, there's things to do down there. Well, now how can we make money off of it?
Cleveland's a good one, too, remember? Yeah. Because they were in a slump, and then all of a sudden Detroit was in a slump like, not even 7 years ago? And now
4 weeks ago. Yeah. 4 weeks ago.
But now look at it. I guess you have a very, very valid point there.
I'll pay $20 for overnight parking. I'm not paying $20 for 2 hours
and people will
to see monster trucks.
People will decide to not do certain things. Other people will.
I'm bitter.
Bitter. Are you going?
Of course.
It's okay.
How do you feel about the proposed water hike and gas tax?
I mean, things have to happen. There's things that are wrong. There's things that are super outdated. So of course I don't want to have to pay more money, but I am.
And you have a family, so you're locked into it.
I mean, there's not much option.
When I was looking at some of the discussion of this online, and granted, it's online discussion, and it's not always the most informed. But people who, because the Amazon thing, Amazon was going to get have no taxes to be
in New York City, yeah.
Right. And then people were like, well, they made $11 billion. Why are they not paying taxes? Well, do you want cheap, efficient goods from Amazon or not? Because if they get taxed, then your goods will not be cheap nor efficient.
Right.
And if you want, nothing is free. So, all right. Yeah. Good show today. Thanks for hanging out, Ashley.
Yeah.
9:49 tomorrow. We are here. 5 second rule. No Philly Tea Friday. We'll try to make up it. We'll see if Nick comes in.
Yeah.
5 second rule and much more to get to on tomorrow's show. We're on between 5:45 and 10. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Do the math. One.